Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Deployment Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cloud Computing in the Cloud Computing for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the different cloud deployment models, including public, private, hybrid, and community clouds. Additionally, we will discuss when to use each deployment model and identify the key benefits and drawbacks associated with each option. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the various cloud deployment models and apply this knowledge to make informed decisions about cloud solutions for your business needs. Main content explanation of public, private, hybrid, and community clouds. Cloud deployment models define how cloud services are made available to users. Understanding these models is crucial for selecting the right cloud solution for your business. Public cloud. Public clouds are owned by third-party service providers who deliver their resources over the internet. These resources, such as servers and storage, are shared among multiple users. Popular examples include Amazon Web Services, AWS, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud. Public clouds are cost-effective and require less management, making them suitable for businesses with variable workloads or those testing new ideas without significant investment. Private cloud. A private cloud is dedicated to a single organization, offering greater control over the infrastructure and data. This model can be hosted on-premises or by a third-party provider. Private clouds are ideal for businesses that require enhanced security and compliance, as they allow for customized configurations to meet specific regulatory requirements. Hybrid cloud. As the name suggests, hybrid clouds combine elements of both public and private clouds. Organizations can leverage the scalability of public clouds while maintaining sensitive data in private clouds. This model is particularly beneficial for businesses with fluctuating workloads or those looking to manage data across different environments. For example, a retail company may use a public cloud for regular operations while storing customer data in a private cloud for added security. Community cloud. A community cloud is shared among several organizations with similar interests or requirements. This model is often managed by the organizations or a third party and is designed to meet the specific needs of the community. For example, government agencies may collaborate and share resources on a community cloud to enhance security and reduce costs. When to use each deployment model? Choosing the right cloud deployment model depends on your organization's specific needs and circumstances. Use public cloud when you have variable workloads or want to minimize costs. If your business is in a growth phase or you are experimenting with new applications, a public cloud can provide the necessary scalability without a hefty investment in infrastructure. Opt for private cloud when your organization requires strict security measures or compliance with regulations. Industries like finance or healthcare often rely on private clouds for sensitive data management, offering a tailored environment that adheres to industry standards. Consider hybrid cloud if your business has both sensitive data and fluctuating workloads. This model allows you to take advantage of the cost savings of public cloud resources while retaining control over critical data in a private cloud. Choose community cloud when several organizations with similar needs can share resources. This model is efficient for entities like educational institutions or governmental bodies that require collaboration while maintaining specific operational goals. Key benefits and drawbacks of each model. Understanding the advantages and disadvantages of each deployment model can help you make informed decisions. Public cloud benefits: cost-effective and scalable. Minimal management required. Access to the latest technology and updates. Public cloud drawbacks: less control over security and compliance. Potential for performance issues due to shared resources. Private cloud benefits: enhanced security and privacy. Customizable infrastructure. Greater control over data management. Private cloud drawbacks: higher costs due to dedicated resources. Requires in-house expertise for management. Hybrid cloud benefits: flexibility to scale resources as needed. Optimized cost efficiency by utilizing both models. Improved disaster recovery and business continuity. Hybrid cloud drawbacks, complexity in management across different environments. Potential security risks if not properly configured. Community cloud benefits, cost sharing among organizations. Enhanced collaboration and resource sharing. Tailored security and compliance features. Community cloud drawbacks, limited to organizations with similar needs. Potential for resource contention if not managed properly. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the various cloud deployment models, public, private, hybrid, and community, along with their respective applications, benefits, and drawbacks. Understanding these models will empower you to make informed decisions about cloud solutions that align with your business goals. As we move forward in this course, we will delve deeper into specific cloud technologies and how they can be leveraged for data science applications. Reflection questions: which cloud deployment model do you think would be most beneficial for your current business needs, and why? How can understanding the benefits and drawbacks of each model influence your decision-making process? Reflect on a recent project or idea. How might a specific cloud deployment model enhance its execution or management?